Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This afternoon and yesterday, and would it feel, man, there's a lot of off-season training stuff that goes on. Mm-hmm. But this one's been mandatory, and everybody's there, including it's mandatory for D-Gun to be there. It's all of it.
Always.
And he was there. How long has D-Gun been on the Eagles beat? Since I can remember.
Before me.
Before you.
Before I was playing.
D. Gunway, the host of Quick Slants with Barrett, and, of course, the longtime Eagles reporter on NBC Sports Philadelphia. D. Gun, how many years are we right now?
Since day one, my man, September of 1997.
Okay.
You get 21.
We're approaching 21 years as of this September. Now I just feel real old after you asked me that question. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm old, so don't worry about it. I
tell you, I've seen some of those pictures from 97, 98, 99. You don't look nothing like you used to look today.
Oh,
just letting you know.
Wait a minute. I still think I look pretty good for my age. You know, don't ask me my age, but I think I still look pretty doggone good for an old guy.
You do, my brother. You're not an old guy. And I tell you, I'm waiting on that.
Hey, look, I'm just happy you two actually let me on your show finally. You've had everybody else on your show except me for the last year.
We haven't had McLean or any of these other guys. We specifically asked for you. We need a check-in. D-Gun is the guy.
Yeah, the first time since, what, last year?
First time, long time, I guess.
Yeah, first time, long time.
I mean, Ike, we go way back. Ike, I thought we were family, man, but I can see now you changed.
No, man, listen. Listen, once you invite me over for some of that barbecue, then we'll have you on here as a regular.
What is it? Everybody I talk to, especially in the office, D-Gun, how come you invite everybody else over but me?
Exactly.
It's like, wait a minute. You didn't invite me over to your house? Wait. Why am I being held captive all of a sudden?
Oh, man.
Your food looks better.
But you're always welcome at my house. You know that.
Man, let's get down to these boys in Midnight Green, man. Just first, give us your – let me get your thoughts on – we always need a quick Carson Wentz update. So give me just give me what your eyes have seen from Wentz, not just this week, but I guess leading up to this weekend, how you sort of see him progressing from this this knee injury he had at the end of last season.
Yeah, you know, Ike, and I've said this time and time again on my show, Quick Slants. I've covered this game a long time, coast to coast, and I've seen a lot of ACL, MCL, LCL tears. And I'm telling you right now, this kid looks phenomenal right now. And I understand it's in a controlled environment. I get that. And obviously with the new CBA being what it is, you don't really push yourself as much in these OTAs and mini camps as you did in the past. But for what he's doing in terms of dropping back, planting on that thing, spinning, moving laterally, throwing to a strong side, throwing across his body, and in a lot of cases he's taking a lot of rapid-fire reps as well. He looks really good. It almost looks like he never even had an injury. Now, granted, we won't know for sure exactly how far he's come until he gets out there when the bullets start flying for real and he takes a hit on that thing. But as of right now, the way it looks, I've been really impressed when you consider just how recent that injury was. And I know we're saying 6 to 7 months already, but still, that's pretty recent, as you know, Ike, for somebody coming off an ACL and a tear like that. I think the training staff, the medical staff, has done a tremendous job in terms of rehabbing him and getting him back to this point. About a month ago, I was still of the impression we would be lucky to see him back under center maybe the second or third game of the season. Now, I honestly believe that if everything stays status quo, that he shouldn't have a problem. He might be back in that first game of the Thursday night against the Atlanta Falcons. To me, that's how good he looks right now.
Yeah, and you know he wants to get back out there to get his job back, D-Gun. Let's go to Sidney Jones here for a second, because what I would say is don't pay attention to what they're saying, but also paying attention to how they're saying it. And when they're terming Sidney Jones's general soreness, also a lower body injury. I know they don't have to give specific information at this point in the offseason, but just the vagueness of it alone gives me some cause for pause. What's your instinct on it? What do you think?
Well, initially when we saw him standing on the sideline yesterday, I'm thinking maybe he somehow tweaked that Achilles injury and it just being, you know, extremely precautious with him. But when Doug said it's a lower body injury, I'm thinking, okay, did he overcompensate somewhere because the Achilles was maybe giving him a little problem and he hurt something else in the process? On the surface, they're being very vague about what this lower body injury is. I saw him in the locker room yesterday. I saw him in the locker room today walking around and joking with his teammates, and he looked fine to me. Now, obviously, that's not being out on the field and trying to push whatever his ailment is. But the good thing is, whatever it is, they're now going to have about 6 weeks before they have to hit the ground running. So hopefully they correct whatever the problem is between now and then. If we start to see him standing on the sidelines more than in there getting the reps in training camp, then that's a big red flag that we're all going to be trying to be inquisitive about, trying to find out exactly what it is. But right now, Doug Peterson said he's not too concerned about it. They are deliberately holding him out of certain reps in practice right now because they don't want him to do anything to further injure it. And again, nobody really knows exactly what it is that he tweaked. Mm-hmm.
Give me somebody, D-Gun, that has sort of stood out in these spring practices that we should sort of have our eye on when we get to training camp for.
Well, I would have to say, watch Sheldon Gibson. Here's a guy who got lost in the numbers game last year. He was trying to find his way, didn't get many reps, was more in special teams, more so than anything else. But when I watched him in May and I watched him in recent days, it's obviously, you know how they say a year older and a year wiser. Mm-hmm. And I think he's finally getting it. Plus, he has Nelson Aguilar, who's really on his case every day about you need to catch 300 catches. You need to do this to keep your body in shape. You need to be in here by a certain time to study film a lot more diligent than you did in the past. And when you watch him out on the football field, the way he runs his routes, the way he's catching the ball, and again, it's a controlled environment, the way he's, but the overall way he's approaching his business now, you see a drastic difference between the guy who was here last year and the guy who's here in year number two.
Yeah, and I tell you, we talked a lot about that with Carson from his rookie year to his second year, but it's true really for just about every player. That biggest jump is what you're going to make from that first year to the second year. And Shelton playing in that offense in West Virginia is not the same as playing in an offense in the NFL, particularly this one. I actually do like the kid as well. I certainly want to see if he can make that jump in his second year to sort of add to this. To this arsenal that they have. Give me something on Mike. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, and I think you will agree with this. There are times when a lot of rookies coming into the league are what they consider wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. They're number one, yep. They're happy to be drafted. Number two, they're happy to make a roster. And number three, when they look at the people in front of them and they get it in their mindset that they're not going to play a lot, they don't push themselves as much. And it takes them a while to understand, look, this check you're getting this year may not be there next year. How bad do you want to stay in the league? How bad do you want to make some money? How bad do you want to have longevity in this business because of other things this career could offer you as well? So sometimes it takes some players a little bit longer to get that wake-up call mentally more so than others.
Yep.
Yeah, you're so right. And Deegan, it's unlike any other league, too, because you said it. If you don't produce this year, you're out, and you might be gone.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's not baseball or basketball, but you got that guaranteed big money for X amount of years in a lot of cases, especially when you're not a first-round draft pick.
Yep.
You know a lot about that guaranteed big money, don't you, D-Gun?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
A lot about that.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. You forget where I work.
Well, you work alongside the great Barrett Brooks, and Quick Slants is always a great watch. So we'll tune in for that on NBC Sports Philadelphia. By the way, how would you rate that drive out to Minneapolis with Big B?
Oh, my God.
One to ten, and ten being a lot of fun.
All right, I hate to admit this because I know Barrett's going to hear about this, but let me just give you a quick story. Initially, when they asked me to do this, I said no. I said, I'm not driving from Philadelphia to Minneapolis in the winter. I'm not doing it.
Right.
So a few days later, one of the bosses came over. Barrett's sitting next to me. I'm sitting there. And the boss asks, hey, are you guys still thinking about driving to Minneapolis? Now, I don't say anything because they already know what I'm thinking. Barrett turns to me and says, well, I'm not doing it unless D-Gun's doing it. So basically, he threw me under the bus, right?
Yeah.
But I will say this. People still ask me today about their road trip, and I hate to admit it, but it turned out to be a lot of fun. If you know anything about Barrett Brooks, he is the nicest human being you ever wanted to meet. He is the biggest kid you ever wanted to meet. We were driving an Escalade.
Yeah.
And was loaded down with a lot of marketing stuff we had to take, so we barely had seats. But Barrett wouldn't let me drive. He drove the whole way, which I didn't have a problem with. We stopped. We spent the night in Chicago at a nice hotel, a nice Marriott downtown, had a great meal. But just hanging out with Barrett was fun in itself. Now, when we got to Minneapolis and I stepped out of the car and said, welcome to Minneapolis where it's minus 6 degrees. Now, I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that's why I'm from the Midwest, and I don't live in the Midwest. That's a different kind of cold in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So I told Barrett, that was his one shot. Don't ever ask me to do that again. I'm never driving to the Midwest in the winter again. But for the most part, it was a great trip.
Well, be prepared to drive to Atlanta next February,
that's
brother.
That's right, D-Gun.
We'll be
in
ATL.
I don't mind driving to Atlanta because I'm heading south. I don't mind that.
I know we're going to stay with Hugh. That's what we're going to stay with, D-Gun.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, look, dude, is Buckhead still jumping? Because like you used to live there.
Yeah,
is
I know.
Still been, jumping down there?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't been back down there, D-Gun, since I came back up here. I haven't even been to Atlanta.
We'll ask Hugh next time he's on.
Yeah.
We'll get the lowdown.
Hey, look, if we go, Ike, and you're down there, first of all, we're going to find the best barbecue spot in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And the meal's on me.
Oh, whoa. All right.
Hey, save that, Ben. Rack that. All right.
I hope you guys were not recording this.
We are.
All right, D-Gun, get out of here, man.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It, brother.
All right. You guys take care. Thank you for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.